A young man got a great new job. And a few months into his job, he came to the pay clerk and said, "You shorted me. You owe me $50. The check is $50 short." And the guy in the pay clerk's office said, "Yeah, but last week we gave you $50 more and you didn't complain." He said, "Well, two mistakes in a row is too much to take." We twist reality sometimes to our own advantage. And although the theme of this sermon, repentance, is something that usually we say during Lent, but I want to take it out of context to remind us of the great thing called repentance. It's something we should have a passion for, something we should be looking for, because in the Slujba Bozhe before Otche Nasz, we say that we might spend the rest of our life in peace and repentance. Now, when people think about repentance or penance, they think of perhaps shame or sorrow or disappointment at what we've done. "I feel bad. I didn't know I could do such a thing." But one of the counterintuitive things that we should be thinking about when we sin and we do something wrong and we realize it, we should be thinking of love and compassion. Why? Because in the military and in every profession, people practice to be good. They do something wrong and they look and review, how can I become a better physician, a better soldier, a better business person? People learn from their mistakes, which is one good thing about repentance, that we think about what we've done so we can avoid it in the future. But the motivating factor, why should I be prepared? Why should I practice? Because I'm on this journey called life with you. People often say, "Otche, how's life?" I go, "I don't know. This is my first time. How should it be?" But when I do something wrong, I sometimes pick a person and I say, "I'm going to be better for them. I'm going to repent of the bad things I've said or done so they can have a better qualified companion on this journey of life." Imagine if that's the first thing we think about. Not shame, not sorrow, not disappointment, but we think, "I want to be a better son, a daughter, a father, a husband, a wife. I want to be a better human being because other people are counting on me." And so during the entire season of Lent, and indeed during the rest of your life, wouldn't it be better for you to say, "I'm becoming better because I want to love more"? It's such an easy thing to give a gift, a diamond, a box of chocolates, a new car, some money. But to remind yourself that the primary and best gift is yourself. And when you repent of the bad things that you've done, you're doing something which is a loving act, a compassionate act, an act of sacrificial love that says, "I will not be satisfied to be mediocre because I want to love more. I want to love better. And I am the primary gift that I give to everyone." So repentance is something that we should have a passion for, and it's something that we should strive to be better at for the sake of others, not simply for the sake of ourselves. And just so you can remember that, I'll tell you this little joke. A guy got up during the sermon and left the church. And afterwards, the priest says, "Why did you leave?" He goes, "Well, I had to go get a haircut." He said, "Well, why? Didn't you get a haircut before?" He goes, "I didn't need one before the sermon started." Slava Iisusu Hristos.